humans, broadly speaking, and more specifically men, gentlemen, are donkeys. Why do I say that? Well, not literally donkeys, obviously. But you're probably familiar with the metaphor of the carrot and the stick. It was first officially talked about way back in the 19th century, this idea of having a donkey that you want to engage in some task with, and so you have the stick to prod the donkey along, but you also require the carrot to make the donkey actually do the work. And currently you find ourselves in a situation that has not existed for quite some time, essentially a situation that is basically just a lot of sticks. Now, what do I mean specifically? I mean the fact that broadly across society in the West, you have the situation where men are being given and prodded with a lot of sticks, but almost no carrots. And when men react to this in a reasonable way, and we'll talk about what ways are reasonable in a bit, people are surprised, upset, and even angry. You hear a lot of reprimanding, you hear a lot of hostility. But what is the key issue here? Well, it used to be the case, as all of you know, that as a man, you would be required to do a lot of hard, difficult, unpleasant stuff, i.e. the stick. You'd have to work hard jobs, work unreasonable hours, deal with a lot of dirt and filth, and even danger in some cases. And you would have to do these things and live at least a partially unpleasant life in order to get the carrot. And the carrot fundamentally, at base, is the opportunity to reproduce, the opportunity to engage in coitus and then send your seed into the world, as it were. That was the carrot, basically. You dealt with a lot of BS. You had to deal with a lot of BS, which also included, by the way, your wife, probably, in all likelihood, in order to get the prize, the golden prize, which is your DNA in the world, your offspring, your children. It's a very, very reductive and simplified way of looking at it, that it probably is the most accurate way of looking at it. And these days, it's the question of the juice being worth the squeeze. Now, let's be fair and get this out of the way. Part of the problem, and it's obvious, is that most women don't want most men. It's very likely that most women never wanted most men. Just in recent years, this has become abundantly clear, more so than ever before, possibly in the history of humanity. And this is largely, of course, due to social media, the internet, YouTube, this sort of thing, obviously. But it's not like women are chasing after men and men are particularly desired. More specifically, the large majority of men, whatever that percentage is, some people say it's as high as 80%, maybe it's not. But most women don't want most men. Most men are average. And even if they can deliver on some goods, they tend to end up in an oofy-doofy situation. Now, admittedly, the oofy-doofy situation was traditionally, for the longest period of time, probably the optimal carrot that most men could get in the first place, because most men couldn't get women that really desired them or were interested in them, say, sexually or otherwise. And so things were relegated to the situation of men basically being workhorse providers. And that was valuable enough, back in the day at least, such that they could acquire the golden goose, as it were, the ability to reproduce. That was their carrot. But let's be honest. Back then, and probably even more so now, much more so now, being an oofy-doofy is probably a very unpleasant situation. These stories abound online, and you probably know many such men, but for the quote-unquote privilege of being able to replicate your DNA, being an oofy-doofy husband to a wife who does not especially appreciate you, your work, your effort, and is largely critical of you, and more importantly, does not desire you, and perhaps most importantly, has no respect for you, all of that for the trade-off of being able to reproduce. Depending on who you are, that may or may not sound like a decent trade, but to a lot of men, increasingly, that is a classic instance of the juice not being worth the squeeze. Now, obviously, for the small percentage of men for whom this doesn't apply, you know, Chads, really, really attractive guys, and guys who are both attractive and extremely wealthy, that deadly or very effective combination. Well, in that case, many of these rules don't apply. But for most guys that have any potential of reproducing, of marrying, finding a partner, it's very likely that this partner is not going to like them very much. Now, I've made several videos over the years explaining that women in general don't really like men, right? They have certain fetishes. They might at times be in awe of men. They might appreciate the things that men do. But at their core, women don't really like men for who they are, which is why the relationship is always translated into these externalities, you know, either looks, or in most cases for most men, the workhorse labor analogy. Now, this is the problem, of course, because everywhere you look across society, in the media, in the news, on YouTube, you name it, wherever you look, you will hear that men are not stepping up to the plate. The problem is, and this really is the key core issue, I think at the end of the day, the fundamental issue. Even if you step up to the plate, the reward you get is so minuscule, so irrelevant, and oftentimes so unrewarding, and it sounds a bit redundant, but the unrewarding reward, that it just doesn't seem worth it. Now, of course, men will continue to do the bare bones things they need to do, if only to survive and keep themselves afloat. That's normal. But going the extra mile, going out of your way to do things for a pathetically minuscule reward, for a lot of men just doesn't seem worth it. Now, of course, there's an entire other category of men that are not even desired at the oofy-doofy level, right? In that case, after the women have gotten through their fun in their 20s and ridden the CC, so to speak, not even those guys qualify. Usually sub-fives and men who just have no prospects whatsoever. But if most guys are average, and you're talking about the average guy, even that is not very appealing. This idea that you marry some woman who never really would think of you or will think of you as her first choice. And the issue is fundamentally, again, this lack of respect. Because you could be busting your butt, working overtime, working crazy hours. And the problem in these oofy-doofy marriages is that the woman accepts it and perceives it as a given. That is the bare minimum you're supposed to do. Working overtime, delivering the bacon, that is your job as a man. Anything else might be a bonus, maybe, but she doesn't appreciate that either. And although this seems like a very redundant topic that's been talked about before, and it is to some degree, it's just so strange to me, and I'm sure it's strange for you too, that when you look at the landscape of social media and the world at large, you don't see this aspect covered, almost never, and it's obvious why. To say that men are not stepping up to the plate, to say they're not delivering the goods and why women are not desirous of them is one thing. But then to draw the correct conclusion from all of that, which is, okay, so if I do step up to the plate, if I do all the things that are expected of me, quote unquote, the right thing and the right things, if I do all that, women may still not be interested in me. And if they are, quote unquote, interested in me, I'm the second choice, the third choice, the fourth choice. She's just settling, basically. They don't talk about that and how that feels. Believe me, I have borne firsthand witness to very, very long-term marriages that were effectively oofy-doofy, that were effectively not the first choice, so to speak, for the woman. And the way these men are treated, sometimes you would be aghast at what you would hear or see. Sometimes not. But even in the most mild of circumstances of such a situation, they were not being treated well. And the one difference now, compared to earlier times, is that most average men are aware of this circumstance. Most average men now know that the deal is raw. It's not a good deal. The carrot is not worth the stick. The sticks are not infinite, it seems. They are coming from everywhere. Everyone has a stick. Women have a stick. The government have a stick. Everyone seems to have a stick. So few people offer carrots. And to be perfectly blunt, the carrots that men can get are carrots that they can work for and have to work for themselves. If a man wants, for example, a top-of-the-line gaming PC, or even a console, although I would advise against consoles because, you know, PC Master Race for the record. But even a console, he has to work for that money. He has to buy it with his own hard work and labor. And yeah, sure, he can have fun. We've never had more entertainment in the history of humanity than we do now. But all those carrots are self-delivered. Those carrots are not exchanges. The man is making an exchange with himself at the end of the day. And yes, those carrots are pretty nice at times. You have so much entertainment, so many distractions. And with the coming of AI and what have you, who knows what the potential is? It could go through the roof. That the traditional arguments are falling by the wayside. Now, admittedly, for some men, reproduction is so important, and understandably so. Let's be honest here, right? We're animals at the end of the day, we're mammals. Most animals want to replicate themselves. So you can't fault men for wanting that. And for some men, yeah, they are so desperate to achieve that, they will go through hell and back, and they will deal with all the attendant consequences, including being disrespected, disliked, even hated, just so they can pop their kids out. And sometimes not even the kids like their own fathers, right? But for a lot of men, that's just not worth it. Sure, maybe they'd like to have children. Maybe they would like to replicate their DNA. But the carrots are non-existent. And all the carrots that do exist are ones they have to buy themselves and work for themselves. In what sane universe is that a good deal? That's a serious question. Because I challenge you to look anywhere out there, mainstream media, to find people who actually draw the conclusion that I'm drawing here, namely that the rewards are basically non-existent. Sure, everyone wants men to work harder. That's always the case, to sacrifice themselves, to do all the things that women don't want to do and are not willing to do. But for what? Imagine the converse. Imagine demanding that women do all these things basically for nothing. The world would be in a state of outrage. And women, of course, would be in a state of outrage. Men don't do that. Men don't do that. What men do is that they quietly retreat into the darkness by themselves. They fade away. And let's be honest, most important of all, the most important thing of all, is the reality that nobody gives a damn about men, broadly speaking, at the level of society and very, very frequently at the level of interpersonal connections between people. And yelling at a bunch of people you don't give a damn about to tell them they need to do stuff without being willing to reward them is somewhat akin to a kind of slavery. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon, my generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. If you like my channel, you like my content, please don't forget to leave a like, comment, share, and subscribe. It helps out the channel, ultimately, one would hope. Much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until the next time, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.